Bank of Cardiff, this is Gabe.
Yes, Gabe. I'm calling in regards to an application that we received to our dental office, and I'm curious about possible combining some loans and refinancing to get our cash flow improved for our office. I wonder if I could speak to somebody to find out how your program works and what are the qualifications.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you have a 16-digit code there?
Yes, I do. The code it has is 2311.
Okay.
0401-0024-6618.
Alrighty, give me a moment here while I bring this up. Is this a dental aesthetics pro?
No, dental aesthetics professionals, yes.
Professionals, gotcha. Okay. And I'm sorry, what, could you repeat your name again?
Yes, my name is Mark, M-A-R-K, last name Trent, T-R-E-N-T.
Okay. Are you the owner there?
Yes, my wife and I own the practice. My wife is the dentist.
Okay, got you. And, all right, Mark, are you calling me off a cell phone there, or if we get disconnected?
Yes, I am.
This is a cell phone. Okay,
great, yes.
Mark. Okay. Alrighty. Let me just confirm some information, and we can discuss your questions there. A little more detail there. I have a billing address down at 1751 West Romnia Drive, Suite D, Anaheim, California, 92801. Is that current?
That's correct.
Okay, and what's the best number for the company phone there? Actually, you know, it looks like... Is it a 772-3538? Is that right?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, great. Sorry to cut you off there. And let me just... as far as the business classification goes, are you guys incorporated, LLC, partnership there, sole proprietorship?
We're an S-Corp.
S-Corp. Alrighty. And time in business there, Mark. How long you guys been around?
We've been around since April of 2009.
Okay, April 2009. Alrighty, and if you can kind of tell me, I know you discussed some consolidation there, some refinances. It looks like you guys are thinking about some capital there.
What we have is we're a dental practice, and we're doing pretty good financially, but... we're running into a cash crunch. We have four business loans. Our two initial loans when we started the business, it's a real estate loan and also a practice loan for the actual dental practice. And then we had a equipment purchase and approval loan a few years later. And then we ran into a minor financial bind, and we decided to get a small cash loan with a cash credit company. And we're paying the loans, and we're paying them on time, but we're just really in such a ridiculous payback and such a steep payback rate that we thought it would be wise for us to, we're actually going to have the worst loan is going to be paid off in about 13 months, but we really want to get out of this tight cash bind, and we'd like to possibly, like, refinance three of the loans to just get our cash flow better, to get the monthly payments down.
Are these three loans, does this include the real estate, the practice loan, and the equipment loan, or are these like cash working capital loans, the three that you're looking to consolidate there?
The three are actually working capital loans, and the fourth one that we were going to leave alone is is the actual real estate loan, which is a combination bank and SBA loan for the property.
Gotcha.
We own the building and the practice.
Okay, and so you're looking to basically... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I was told it was a real pain to try to refinance reconsolidate an SBA loan, that you should just not... You know, it's like you can only pay it off twice a year type thing, and it's very complicated.
Yeah, it might be best... How about the three working capital loans there? What's the total balances on those three in notes?
Yeah, there one is actually the practice loan, and then the other two were just working capital loans. Let's see, the total of the loans here, I can give you that a real breakdown real quick here. The total of all four loans, I'll just give you the loans we either hope to refinance.
Okay.
Let's see here. Let's see here. The three loans that we'd like to combine come to a total of about $234,000.
Okay.
And their monthly payment, and their three monthly payments. Let's see, 31, 35, 30 plus. Yeah, their monthly payments combined come to about $9,457. So one of them is a steep payback. It's like an 18-month payback loan.
Okay, and who is that one with the 18-month term?
That's with a company called CAN Capital, C-A-N Capital.
Okay, very familiar with
their
them.
Payback.
So they're taking
their payback is almost.
Are they taking a certain percentage there of your merchant sales, your credit card sales, or are they just?
No, they're not. They're just direct debiting. Actually, CAN Capital direct debits our checking account 5 days a week.
Okay, daily.
Of about $191 a day. So
okay.
It ends up being around $4,200 a month, and that's the one that's killing us. Is
right.
We really are we're just paying the loans back. We're not delinquent on loans. We're paying the loans, but it's just our total monthly payout of loans is over $11,000, and we'd really love to, you know, even if it wasn't a great credit loan, even if it was a steep payback, we could get that down to something like $5,000. That would free up, about $7,000 a month in working capital.
Okay, what's the current balance with CAN Capital there?
CAN Capital's balance is $54,483.
Okay, and how about the other working capital loan I thought you might have mentioned there? Is that the only loan like
there,
that you have?
Yeah, the other the loan is a Bankers Healthcare Group.
Okay.
And that's a $70,895. And then the original practice loan is $109,305.
And that's the SBA loan, the
$109,000? No. That's for the practice. That's a Bank of America loan.
Okay. Okay, so yeah, we're looking at about $230,000. Okay, let me see if this is something that we'd be able, you know, if this is feasible for us to do. Are you and your wife, are you guys 50-50 partners, or what's the ownership breakdown there for the business?
It's a 50-50 partnership. Now, technically, my wife, you know, owns the whole practice because only a dentist can own a dental office, but we're both liable for the bill. So,
got you.
We're on the names of all on the title and everything.
Okay, and what did the business do in gross annual sales last year?
Let's see. For 2015, we did about $346,305 in sales.
Okay. So about $350,000. How's the personal credit there?
Our personal credit is not that great. We've never been late on a payment, but we have, because of this payback, we've had to max out some of our personal credit cards. So we're sitting in the low 600s, but we've never been late on any payments. It's just because of credit card utilization.
Right.
We're hoping that when we can consolidate these loans, we would be able to literally just pay down some of our credit cards and make our FICO score jump back up.
Got you. Yeah, just to be quite frank with you there, I don't see us being able to consolidate that, really any of it, to be honest with you. You know, we typically lend, you know, 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales is typically the most that we're able to lend. So, you know, based on you guys being around 350, we'd be looking at, you know, between $35,000 to $55,000 ballpark of what we'd be able to do. So typically for us to do a refinance and pay it off, we'd have to net you 50% of the loan amount. And I just, with that CAN Capital balance there and the loans where they are, you know, I don't think we'd be able to extend you, you know, anything that's going to benefit the business.
Okay. Based on the sales. Obviously we don't want to get, All right. Well, thanks for your time.
Yeah, no problem. And, I don't think that we have any options there. We do equipment financing. If you guys are looking for any equipment down the road, that's definitely something we could help you out with. But with that CAN Capital in place there and just the balances where they are, I just don't see us being able to refinance those for you, unfortunately.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, no problem. You have a good day.